You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Back-to-back punch-outs here for Hauser. Swing and a miss as Adrian Hauser strikes out the side here in the third inning.
Another great performance by Adrian. He was in control. He did a great job battling through some traffic.
And we will save you some of the gorier video, but Adrian Hauser went into the dugout and immediately was ill in the dugout. He is back on the mound, but as you can see there, he needed to get into the dugout and find a bucket or whatever he was looking for.
So that's probably about the fifth time, so that's nothing new. The trainers knew. I've told them when I came in, I was like, hey, this is a possibility. I was able to settle in after that and just, you know, puke and rally.
I don't want to watch that part. Adrian Hauser is our next subject under the lens of our stalking segment. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And the concept has been brewing. No pun intended, Adrian Hauser, the former brewer. But it has been brewing, bubbling, simmering, whatever you want to say. His value just keeps going up and up. And there was no better example of Adrian Hauser than not just being able to puke and rally during a game, which he says is not that big of a deal for him, but I still think it's a big deal. He was able to stop the hottest team in baseball.
In their tracks.
The 10-game win streak that the Blue Jays and their juggernaut offense was on stopped on the South Side thanks to Adrian Hauser. Not only getting it done, but getting it done with a massive amount of value. When you consider that he was able to, not just as we said, get it together, stop the 10-game win streak, but he also recorded a career-high 7-plus innings in 3 straight starts, a 3-0 record with an 0.42 ERA during the stretch we just mentioned that includes that win over Toronto. So yeah, guess what? We're going to talk about you being a possible Cubs trade candidate, for example, or any other team that might want you, because the Sox are one of the only teams that are defined sellers at this trade deadline.
It's crazy to believe that Adrian Hauser started the year making 8 starts at AAA Round Rock in the Texas Rangers organization before he got his release on May 15th. And who knew that that would be the gateway to what has been the single most ridiculous climb and ascent? Because we talk about this being a stalking segment. How many stalkers do you think that man has as far as major league teams are concerned? A whole bunch.
Well, and it's just like what Bruce Levine said to us in the last segment. When you're talking about either trading for the ideal, which is trying to get somebody like a Garrett Crochet, for example,
Justin Verlander,
Red Sox got him. Exactly. Or you're talking about trying to get just extra pitching depth and a guy to get you there. He's one of those when it comes to helping a team make a playoff run and helping ensure you're going to get there. To be a stopper for the White Sox, the last guy who was the bona fide White Sox stopper was Crochet, and prior to that, it was Dylan Cease. And oh, by the way, Crochet leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts, and Dylan Cease is in the top 10. And tonight's Cubs opponent, Carlos Rodon, is also in the top 10. Point being, they have value. So when you consider that, I also think that he has value. The quality of opponent indicates what he's doing. This is a one-year deal for Adrian Hauser at just over $1 million. He's 32 years old. a team could really get a lot of value. And most importantly for the White Sox, they could really pick up something in return in an incredibly seller-friendly market right now.
Interesting you mentioned the something in return. Jim Bowden, our friend, wrote that the return in a Hauser trade would likely be two mid-level prospects with some risk and possible reward. Now, he wrote that before he went out against the Blue Jays and just doubled down on what he's capable of doing. So here's the first question, Layla, when we're looking at Adrian Hauser and what he's been able to do after signing a $1.135 million contract with the White Sox this season. Just a one-year deal, so it's definitely a rental. The big question is, how is he going to be viewed by people looking to pick him up? Mm-hmm. Is he viewed as an innings guy still? Is he viewed as a mid-level starter? Could someone say, oh, he could be our second-best starter? How are these teams viewing it? I'm saying based on the works that he's put, this is a one-off. He's never had a season as good as this season. But, you know, he wouldn't be the first guy to find the magic a little later in life, or at least his baseball life at the age of 32.
Well, and that's why I feel like the Cubs are a perfect example of a team that could look to his services, is because of all the pitching injuries they've had. You know, Justin Steele isn't coming back. We know that. I don't think Shota Imanaga is at 100% yet, although he's going to give you everything he's got. Jameson Taillon right now is injured, as we've mentioned. Matt Boyd has been doing everything he can. Is he the type of guy who could help you avoid more bullpen games if you're making a playoff run? If you're a team that is trying to at least ensure yourself of a wild card, is that somebody who Adrian Hauser can help? And I think that those things are definitely top of mind. Our friend Dan Plesac, who is, of course, a former Cubs analyst, he also works with CHSN. When he's not on MLB Network, the former pitcher, talked on Spiegel and Holmes this week about why Hauser should be somebody the Cubs look at.
A resounding yes. Listen, I don't know how to hit. I don't know how to run the bases. I don't know how to defend. When you're talking about pitching, he's remade his body, got released last year by the Mets, went home, and I think the best thing he did a self-evaluation and said, okay, what I'm doing isn't working. I have to make some changes. Changed his diet, got himself in great shape, cleaned some little things up mechanically, cleaned up his pitch mix. Listen, in a day and age where pitchers are all trying to do the same thing, they're trying to chase velo, they're trying to chase spin, but the really good pitchers, and you saw one last night at Wrigley, and Matt Boyd. Matt Boyd's not going to blow up a radar gun, but Matt Boyd can do what you have to do if you're not overpowering. You have to be able to command your pitches. You have to be able to throw a curveball 1-0. You have to be able to throw a changeup 2-1. You can throw a changeup 2-1 and bounce it, but it doesn't do you any good. You have to throw a changeup 2-1 to a good hitter in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning that looks like a strike that hits the bottom of the strike zone.
It's great to hear from Dan Plesac here on Raheem and Harris as we talk about Adrian Hauser in our stalking segment, getting you ready for the trade deadline. To his point, Lila, Hauser's got 5 pitches, right? 43.6% of the time, he's throwing the sinker. We know what that does. Pitch to contact, get the ground ball, keep it moving.
Keep it down, get the ground ball outs, baby.
An equal 16.2% of his pitches are either a curveball or a changeup. Good off-speed pitches. He's got a four-seamer he throws 15.2% of the time, and a slider he only uses 8.8% of the time. So you got 5 pitches, but we know he's sinker heavy. And the key is he's been able to throw those pitches where he wants them to go. Therefore, the batter's limited in what they can do against those pitches.
I just appreciate his resume. I appreciate the fact that he has come out of relatively nowhere, as you said. Triple-A ball in the Rangers organization, gets the call up, and is able to deliver in this way. And for him to get better and better every start, which is essentially what we are seeing, there's no better time to peak. And frankly, try to even see what he's got left for the rest of the regular season on such a cheap deal. Like, there's nothing to not appreciate about what he's doing right now for a team. And frankly, for the Sox, get more than you got for Eric Fetty, Tommy Pham, and Michael Kopech. If you flip this guy, flip him to a team that lets you know how much they value what he can do for you.
Tell me how you see him. Straight up, Adrian Hauser, you trade for him if you're the Cubs, let's say. Where do you slot him into your rotation?
Well, you'd slot him in, for example, today. Absolutely. You know, when it comes to first game of a series against the Yankees, you're trying to break that road series losing streak, as we have discussed, even though, is that big of a deal? No. But if somebody can help stop, for example, somebody can help eat innings. And then let him tell you what his worth is to your team. That's what he did with the White Sox. So when I think about how he would fit in, let him show me how he's going to rise up the ranks in the rotation. Colin Ray's been doing that the last few starts.
Let me oversimplify the question then. Would you rather have Adrian Houser or Jordan Wicks on every fifth day?
Right now, I'd have Houser.
Okay. Good. No, that's like the starting
point, right?
Just
because Wicks got called up from AAA, I get it. I'd rather have Houser just because the body of work this year at this time is established.
So, based on that, if Houser, let's say they traded for Houser next week, they come out of the All-Star break, he's part of their rotation instead of getting these bullpen days with a heavy dose of Jordan Wicks, some Chris Flexen, or what do you call it? Flex Palm?
Kel Palm Flex.
Oh, Kel Palm Flex. That's what it's called. Okay. With Brad Keller, Drew Pomerantz, and then Chris Flexen. Kel Palm Flex. Got it. So, trade for Adrian Houser. He's taking that spot. Tyone comes back. What happens next?
I think what happens next is one of the guys who you've depended on to be a long man goes back to being a long man.
So Ray is the first one that goes out, and Houser keeps the rotation spot.
Yeah, theoretically, and then that way you've got some time, and you can still let Cade Horton kind of work on his body of work.
Okay.
I'm not trying to insult Colin Ray. He's done his job and then some.
No. I just don't know if Cade Horton has that many more starts left in him. I guess that's where I am right now with the Cade Horton. I'm trying to figure out, you heard the comment they made. They weren't sure how they were going to approach the innings watch on Cade Horton based on him never even getting to triple digits innings, but he's coming up close to that right now.
Well, and they also keep a pitch count on him, relatively speaking. You know, it's not like a hard one, you can tell, but when we know what he did before he got the call up, that was very much the case. But either way, Adrian Houser is diversifying your starting rotation. Not just if you're the Cubs. He's doing that for the White Sox. He could be doing that for a lot of other teams.
And that's why I want to know if there's going to be some type of, I won't call it an all-out bidding war, but there will be multiple people interested. They will have multiple Adrian Houser suitors that they are dealing with approaching the trade deadline, especially, again, if all those American League teams stay five games or less from a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. And then in the National League, we know, I think the Braves are pretty much out of it now. But
if you're the Diamondbacks and you don't think you're sellers, do you trade for Adrian Houser?
Maybe, because it's a cheaper get than some of these other guys, like the Mitch Kellers of the world.
And they're already paying a lot of people when you consider like the Corbin Burns contract and that type of thing.
Picking up the $1 million is a lot less painful than some of these other pitchers and what they're making this season and beyond, if you're talking about somebody who's not necessarily a straight-up rental like Houser would be. That's the biggest advantage Adrian Houser has right now, is that he can come in like a mercenary, and you're wondering, well, what's his motivation? Yo, that dude's trying to get paid some more money next year and the year after that. Maybe pick up a two-year deal. If he can have a strong enough start, put together 20 starts like what he's done so far this year, you're going to get paid by somebody.
So you talked about like what Jim Bowden said at Bowden about like what his value could be. Like if this is truly a seller's market and he is one of maybe like five or six starting pitchers that people will like want, I really do think that the Sox could get a bigger haul than we expect here from that.
Well, that's it. This benefits the White Sox twofold. Number one, he's already helped you win games. And then number two, again, everybody knows that you're a seller. So when you pick up these guys or you develop them or you do what you did a la Eric Fetty, then you can help your farm system. Let's hear from what Adrian Houser has done mechanically to help get to this point.
Goes back all the way to the offseason, all the way to spring training. You know, the confidence has been there with some of the mechanical changes I made and just the way the ball's been coming out. And so just been sticking with that and riding on that. And like I've been saying all year, just worrying about taking care of my mechanics, hitting those key spots. And after that, everything else will, you know, is out of my control. I mean, I wouldn't say I was expecting to go as good of a run that I'm on right now. But, yeah, you know, I expected to, you know, have some better success this year with all the mechanical changes that I made and just, you know, being able to, you know, get the ball better, throwing the ball better, making extra life on the ball, and just overall improving everything.
That was Adrian Houser. This is Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score as we continue our stalking segment. People we know that the Cubs could trade for, or that maybe our local team like the White Sox could trade at the trade deadline. Do we also have the soundbite from him? I know this is producing on the fly, Robbie, but from what he said yesterday, or two days, his last start, so that was 2 days ago. When it came to just knowing that he very well could be dealt, that was something he also addressed post-game in the clubhouse. And I feel like he's at least in the right mindset that he knows that's even a possibility. And he still went out there and did what he did against the Blue Jays.
He is an old school mercenary. He's like, I'm here for the pay. Just get me somewhere where I can take the mound every fifth day. And then based on my results, I can get paid even more. It's like playing one of those old school video games where you're the race car driver. You know you got to get to the next checkpoint to keep the game going.
He's the Shane Van Gisbergen of trade deadline candidate.
Sure.
He's the ringer. But
he's
then
driving through Chicago.
He could parlay this into more of a career.
Exactly. More races to come. I like this for Adrian Houser. What he's been able to do in his early 30s is a testament that we should all be paying attention to. It's never too late. He's not young in baseball years, and it's never too late.
Well, and as we continue the segment, I know I've got Robbie on the hunt for some audio, but I also want to play the comments from Will Venable when it came to what he saw in Adrian Houser.
Did Houser do anything special to impress you guys? Because he's doing something different than he did with the Mets. It seems like the fastball is up. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I think objectively his stuff has ticked up this year, which was, you know, part of the reason that he's attractive to us and had good results in AAA. And you know, we're lucky to have him. So a guy that's got experience and with the stuff ticking up, he's in a good spot.
There it is.
I like the position that the White Sox are in several of their situations. They've got a whole camp of situations, if you will, whether it's Adrian Houser, the two catchers with Teal and Carroll, Colson Montgomery finally up, Luis Robert Jr., what's going to happen between now and 20 days from now at the trade deadline. There's a lot of different moving parts, and they're all very interesting to a White Sox fan.
And at least the Garrett Crochet deal, bringing a big league return that they can actually start to use and develop, dare I say, the cornerstones for the future of this team. You know, that's why I want to emphasize how important it is to sell at the right time if you're a seller. The Crochet trade, at least at right now, is bearing that fruit. It's a good example.
I like the idea of the White Sox selling now with Houser. He's not going to make another start between now and the All-Star break. And understanding that a bad start could do him wrong. You're playing pretty well with him right now. You don't want to give him a chance to mess this up.
Yeah, with the sample size being as small as it is.
Yeah, and it's not
a hiccup might just affect a return a little bit.
Yeah, it's about 30% of a season if you're talking about making 9 starts. That's a pretty good sample size. It's not like 2 or 3 starts. 9. It's, you know what? After 9, you know what happened to another pitcher on the White Sox staff after 9 starts? We started to see some human elements. When you talk about Shane Smith, I think he got through 12 starts, and then that's when it all started to fall apart.
And that's going to happen. The league's going to develop a book on you. Oh, thanks, Robbie. I appreciate it. Sorry for putting you on the spot like that. Let's listen to what Houser had to say after the win over Toronto, knowing that this is a possibility for him.
Obviously, your name's going to come up a lot now in the trade talk. How do you put that behind you? Or?
Yeah, it's whatever. It's out of my control. I'm just here to pitch. And like I said, I'll keep saying it. I'm just worried about taking care of my stuff, my business. And
mercenary.
What, dare I say it is White Sox business?
Yes, it's definitely White Sox business.
I would say he's allowed to stay in White Sox business.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
But yeah, hired gun Adrian Houser, mercenary, however you look at it, he's going on the mound and he's going to do the damn job.
Yes, and hopefully he continues doing the manner in which he has.
Coming up next, and again,
I've been waiting on this. I've been waiting all week for this.
So Twitter has been blowing up with today with our question from Five on it when it comes to what's the minimum level of player you would need to acquire to be willing to trade away Owen Casey. People love a good trade discussion. So I feel like it was a good time earlier in the week to open it up to everybody because the proposals for Paul Skenes, sometimes you just got to get it out of your system. So the best and the worst and whatever else of the meatball machine and some trade ideas. Let's all just get this out of our systems together next on Rahimi and Harris on the school.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Four.
You're listening to Raheemi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
This is Raheemi and Harris. We broadcast live through the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And this started with our first stalking segment of the week, which was Mitch Keller, which turned into Paul Skeens.
I want Paul Skeens. You want Paul Skeens. We all want Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I know. I know, guys. I know. And then so we just started getting a lot of like pitches for Paul Skeens.
You would trade Owen Casey for Paul Skeens, wouldn't you?
I would trade Owen Casey for Paul Skeens. That is a deal I would make. But the point is, it's just part of life. If you listen to sports talk radio, this is it. You come up with crazy trades all the time. We all do it. It's a thought exercise. I call it a brain dump. So I'm like, enough. Enough of us just throwing these into the ether. Let's just call the meatball machine and see what we get. So here, without further ado, are some of the trade proposals we got from the meatball machine.
Hey there, we probably should be trading Paul Skeens, no? For Paul Skeens, that's what I mean. Colin Ray, Ben Brown, package them up, drop them off.
That's it? That's all?
I knew it was going to turn into this. I knew it.
My goodness.
Yeah, I think that would be a deal the Cubs would be willing to make. Yeah.
Ben Brown, who just got sent back down to AAA. That Ben Brown?
Sometimes you just need to get it out of your brain in order to move on to the next thing.
Keep it moving.
Hey, guys. This is Andrew from Philly. I propose trading the unproven Cade Horton and an Italian beef sandwich to Philadelphia for the proven home run hitter Kyle Schwarber and a Philly cheesesteak.
I don't think he's really from Philly. I'm going to start with that.
He might be in Philly.
A Cubs fan in Philly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of cheesesteak are we talking here? Are we talking like your Pats and Ginos? Or are we going like D'Alessandro's? Like, you're in the know. I just need to know that part of it.
I was thinking more Wiz with or Wiz without.
Yeah, definitely with.
Because, yeah, you gotta get Wiz. Yeah.
Because no!
Provolone disintegrates on a cheesesteak.
Provolone is superior. Just get extra provolone then. You do not want that processed stuff in your body. The processed stuff is not good for you.
I gotta tell you, my body is all microplastics at this point. The processed stuff is in your body, my body, Ray's body,
it's even definitely Robbie's. My body. Yeah.
My body, my choice.
Plus, you have to talk about what the Italian beef, like which one are you sending?
Okay,
Jardiniere, is it dipped? See, this we gotta.
What happens?
Establish
what
that.
Happens in the space-time continuum if we put the Jardiniere on top of the cheesesteak, not the Italian beef, but the cheesesteak?
You're getting wild, Layla. You're getting wild on a Friday.
Mashup. Do we create some sort of infinity war? Like, what happens?
So you guys both lived in Philly. Now you guys got to pick cheesesteak or Italian beef.
Cheesesteak, man. I'm sorry. The bread in Philly, like it's. Because of just what we were talking about earlier.
Roll. Yeah, it's about the roll.
I mean, they're both elite sandwiches. I don't think you can go wrong.
I'll go Italian beef. I like the juices of the Italian beef.
Now I want Portillo's.
Baptized?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want Portillo's?
Shout out to everybody working at the Toronto Baking Company here in Chicago, making that bread for your Italian beefs and your hot dogs. I know we got some fans listening over there.
I love bakers. We even have a lot of farmers who listen, and I appreciate them too. Anybody who feeds us, thank you.
This hot summer bod is going to get destroyed this weekend. I'm just going to eat beefs now.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go.
Let's not call it.
Dude, your sandwich discussion on Twitter inspired me to get JP Graziano's.
Oh yeah, for the people out there, I'm on the search for the best sandwich in Chicago. Currently JP's is my favorite, so if you have any recommendations, just let me know.
Have you ever been to Subway?
What? Subway? Do you like the smell of Subway?
What?
That's like a common thing. I hate the smell of Subway.
Well, for the
312 is hilarious. Pats and Ginos, come on, Lele, you can do better. Well, if you listened to the rest of the sentence, you would know what we said. But instead, you took a piece of it and then just ran. Try again. Press the rewind button. Listen again. Next meatball.
As long as Jed and frankly going all the way back to Theo have been in charge of the Cubs, it's just been... I'm sure this is probably true for every baseball team. It's been a remarkably consistently inconsistent offensive team. And, like, the peaks are... Oh, man, they're peaking. Hell yeah. But the valleys are just so... low. And sadly, this team has kind of been the same. Like, I was truly shocked by how good they were playing earlier in the season. Like, oh, hey, I didn't think Kyle Tucker could change the whole vibe. But then it's like, oh, then the offense stopped hitting, and then, you know, the stress is on the pitchers to stop giving up runs, and then you're like, oh, wait, we don't have power pitchers, and oh, kind of back to where we are.
He didn't even do a trade. He just wanted to vent about the Cubs.
But he's right, though. The peaks are really high, and the valleys are pretty depressing. Like, the valleys are the first two games against the Twins offensively, and the peak is the third game against the Twins offensively.
That's cool. The Cubs are still leading the league in runs scored per game, and that's all I care about.
For now, the Brewers are like, hey... What's up? We got closer to you. We're going to get a little closer. Then we're going to get a little closer.
To the right on top of them.
Just saying. Next
meatball.
My
trade proposal for the Chicago Cubs at the deadline would be Sandy Alcantara along with Edward Cabrera, his counterpart. I'd take them both. For Owen Casey, James Triantos, Moises Ballesteros, Jonathan Long, and Javier Assad.
Whoa!
So everyone.
That's a lot of prospects, a lot of promising prospects. Mainly good bats in there, also a really good glove. And Assad, who's proven to be a veteran, reliable pitcher when he's healthy.
Okay, here's the thing. I think Miami takes that deal because I think the Cubs gave up too much in the mythical deal.
Yeah.
Once you add in Assad.
He kept going. I was like, but also Assad, when are we going to see him again?
I don't know.
Okay. So They were talking about August. That's what, next month.
That sounded bleak, man. Every update has been bleak. He had a major... It sounded like it was just a setback. Then it was a major setback.
Have you seen the lesser of the mentioned Marlins starters? We should stalk him, too. But I just want to say, I don't know that I hate that deal. I have to look at it. It is too much, but I don't think it's that far off. I don't think it's that far off.
If you maybe still had Cam Smith in the farm, I'd be like listening.
But Ballesteros and Owen Casey, that's a bridge too far.
Yeah. And I'm not as bullish on Moises Ballesteros as everybody else is. I'm sorry. But when it comes to Owen Casey, I am. And also considering he is the one dude who seems to be coming through with the Yu Darvish trade, where you still didn't get enough for that guy. Yeah, that's how I feel.
The Edward Cabrera, he's been really good.
Yes.
So he's been really good.
All right, we can stalk him. If the meatball birthed us a stalk, that's good.
I think he's starting today, either today or tomorrow. Yeah, I think it's today.
We'll look into it.
All right, trade deadline day. My birthday, favorite day of the year as a baseball fan, other than, you know, World Series time. If I were the Cubs, I would try really hard to swing a deal for Merrill Kelly and a Eugenio Suarez, because I just can't believe the Diamondbacks are going to try to hover around as badly as they are with all the injuries. I think too much has happened for them to realistically stay in the wild card hunt. If you could swing a deal for Mitch Keller and David Bednar, either in addition to, or maybe that's the deal you do instead and maybe try to get Suarez individually, that would be something to look into. Chris Bubich from the Royals would be really, really expensive because he's younger, and it would be a really ballsy move. But my dream would be if the Texas Rangers fall farther and farther out of contention, that maybe, just maybe, you could probably lose Nathan Eovaldi. Those would be my ideas.
I think Nathan Eovaldi is an excellent idea. I think at some point the Rangers have to come to terms with what they're dealing with. They're not going to be a playoff contending team.
But they're going to try to do it again next year. That's back to that conversation we were having. That's part of the problem. Also, Edward Cabrera, as our Ray Diaz has just pointed out to me, is starting tonight for the Miami Marlins. So check him out. Put him on the list.
This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score as we listen to some trade proposals that I think people needed to at least either get off their chest or submit seriously.
Hello, this is Tony again. Another trade proposal. This is more of a question for the staff. Would you give up Matt Shaw for a rental? It cannot be a player under contract. Would you give up Matt Shaw for a rental at the deadline, either a pitcher or a bat? I personally would not, because he's played elite defense, and I think his bat will come around with time. I just want to know your guys' thoughts.
I mean, it depends on the bat, right?
But he said rental. So, like, let's start with this. Very basic. Would you give up Matt Shaw for Eugenio Suarez?
I'd want to extend a Eugenio Suarez.
There's no guarantee. It's a rental. It's
He's
a straight-up rental.
33, Suarez.
Would you give up Matt Shaw for
him? I would solve a lot of my life problems at third base. The issue is you don't think he's a finished product at the plate. They're expecting him to be better offensively, obviously.
And if not this year, then next year.
But you don't know that he is.
I'm not ready to give up on Matt Shaw like that. I would not trade him for Eugenio Suarez for one third of a season.
The problem is general managers have to do trades like that. You know, that's the issue. They have to make decisions like that a lot of the time.
It'd be different if Matt Shaw was still in AAA and a prospect, but we've seen him at the major league level. And I understand your concerns about his offense, but the defense is there. The pitch and catch part of it is there.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that. So I'm looking at all the blue on baseball savant when it comes to his offensive.
I know. Stop going to that page.
No, why? No, that's how you evaluate people.
No, I'm saying maybe not every day. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not closing the tabs on my phone. I'm not closing them.
I was going to say once a series is probably appropriate.
And yeah, 847, Shaw is having a similar year to PCA and Bush last year. And Jed Hoyer pointed that out. He talked about how PCA at this time of year was sub 200.
That's why I can't do the deal. I can't do that specific deal. If it was a bona fide ace, I'd do the deal.
I don't know what PCA's baseball savant page looked like at this time last year.
It's about the same.
As it is now?
Yeah, he didn't come on until the second half of the year.
So the tools were measured. Mm. Yes, Robbie?
So a lot of people submitted the trade. Thank you very much. Always submit to the meatball machine. But sometimes in the meatball machine, people just say whatever they want on their mind.
Oh, we got some?
We got some compilations of some people just going into the machine a little bit.
Cub baseball all year. Now all of a sudden, I can't get it. What the hell's the problem?
Throw it in a microwave and boom. You're done.
Wawa offers fries and burgers now, a recent development.
Why can't I get the station? There's no reason.
Fernando Vigna.
What happened with Ed Howard?
That's like the random guy said Fernando Vigna.
That's amazing. Also,
I do appreciate the information about Wawa. I did not know they offered burgers and fries now. Now I'm interested to try that out.
Wawa's the best. Wawa's its goat.
I appreciate...
Sorry, I've had both.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Wawa is superior. Because you can get the hot food even from convenient places like Amazon Go.
The quality of the Wawa deli has gone down, is what I'm trying to tell you. From the time I arrived in Philly in 2008 to the time I left in 2019, it was not the same at the end.
No, did corporate America get
And they
Wawa?
Shut down all the Wawas like downtown also.
The Broad Street one?
Yeah, that one's shut down.
What?
Yeah.
They just opened that one.
I'm just telling you.
The Wawas in Washington, D.C. were incredible. I had it maybe once a week.
I had Wawa in Washington, D.C. when I did the Atlantic 10 tournament, or as they called it there, the Atlantic 10 tournament.
We probably had the same chef.
I bet we may have. I got coffee and some sort of breakfast sizzler. Or sizzly? Sizzly.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, it's sizzly.
I'm a cheesesteak guy.
We had a bunch of options at 145. Did we settle on one?
We are going to have a little mini wall of sound of fun things that we found.
Okay. I love that. Let's do it. Next on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and there was something that came out on Twitter yesterday from a cleverly named account called Ryan O'Hearn Supremacy. And anytime somebody says Orioles and Rock Bottom, given everything that's going on, I'm paying attention. And the post says, I think the Orioles have officially hit rock bottom. But when I saw the video next, I think you should be the judge yourself. So let's honor America and listen to what I think is a pretty creative national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ringing, the bombs bursting.
This was great. And it was Dan Deacon, who is from Baltimore. He's a Baltimore-based recording artist and performer. His specialty is just what you heard, innovative electronic music. And he had his mixing board in front of him. I thought it was cool.
Deacon has a website. On that website, it states that he is a Baltimore-based electronic music artist who had created 5 studio albums in addition to working on movie scores, including Hustle. He wore a Hawaiian Orioles top with a t-shirt featuring Baltimore's mascot, the Orioles bird, while he took the field Thursday afternoon. Let me tell you something. This might be the turning point to the Orioles season, because after he sang that national anthem, they won both games Thursday, claiming the series. Doubleheader sweep.
So there it is. Do I think that Ryan O'Hearn's supremacy is correct and that it is rock bottom? No, I am here for the nerds, and I thought that that was the coolest.
Now we just need T-Pain to do it with the auto-tune. Like, I'm sure he's done it before, but, like, that was badass. Like,
what, should he do it in Milwaukee so then he can say Wisconsin?
Oh, I love that.
Baby girl, what's your name?
Did you guys hear how Dan Deacon started the national anthem, though? Hold on, I got footage of it.
Morning, boys, what's going on? Oh.
Just said that to the whole stadium.
Oh. That's amazing. Dan Deacon talks baseball with you.
Oh, man. Huh.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
I still can't believe that that was real, that actually happened. I thought that somebody for sure had basically remixed that a la what we just heard with the national anthem.
I just think we should all be more open to different renditions of the national anthem. There's been bad renditions of the national anthem.
No doubt.
But this is not one of them.
No.
This was artistically done. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I thought it was hot like fire.
So in this week, we had that as an anthem, and then we also had Alex Cooper do whatever she did at the Cubs game. So we've had a strange week for baseball singing.
Whatever she did is a good description, by the way.
I think it would have been better if she hadn't broken her own character.
The backup dancers were a bit much.
I get what she was trying to do.
She treated it like a true TikTok.
Yeah, she forgot that there were people around. Like, it's real life.
I don't think she even gets booed if she just acknowledges the crowd at some point in the video. But
no, and the dancers actually would still make the footage. Yeah. They would just be performing to the actual window.
I wonder if she'd ever seen it before. Like, did she understand what she was doing?
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
She's laughing all the way to the bank. All the way.
I love that.
Call
I thought it was
her call, daddy.
I love that. I thought it was call your daddy.
It's a heartwarming podcast where you need to call your parents.
Yeah. You know what? That'd be a feels good podcast.
I giggle because it may be the exact opposite of that. Oh, yeah. We got to give some things away.
I'm ready.
All right, daddy gang.
All right, daddy gang. Listen up.
You're just making her more money. Hate to tell you.
Call her six. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but the number of titles LeBron was supposed to win. Call her six to the score contest line. 312-540-0670 will win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd. That features special guest Michael Bush. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
Adventures from the text line. Let's read these in succession.
Let's do it.
773. I have been a big Dan Deacon fan for a long time. This anthem is exactly in his style of music. 630. Innovative. Tell me you don't know anything about music without telling me you don't know anything about music. I know exactly how old you are. I also know that, again, you only listen to part of what we were saying, which was me reading from his bio that he has on his website. So you can take it up with him, and chances are you probably don't know how to play an instrument.
So you know exactly how old he is. 773.
It's a shame to watch people crap on his performance.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. Sometimes you know exactly how old people are. Like, I can spot somebody over 50 on the text line from a mile away.
773, got nervous it was AI, but nah, pretty good. Carry on. 630, one of the best anthems I've heard in a long time, Dan Deacon rules. Yeah, people are, yeah, 630, Baltimore icon. Huh.
There it is.
Morning, boys, what's going on?
815. That was absolutely horrible. 3! Then he followed it up with an ellipsis. Did ya?
What if Speaks did that?
There's
he
more
just
to
copied
come?
The Deacon.
Is one of these texters really Matt Spiegel?
Yeah.
There's no. Matt would like it. Matt likes creativity.
Okay. Well, I didn't say one of the negative texters. I just said one of these texters.
708. This show stinks. Let me guess. You're 55 years old. I bet I can nail this right away. Because you guys consent to giving us your number and information on the text line. And then you sometimes forget that my trade is being a reporter. And it's always fun when you guys realize that I realize that. And the answer is yes. All right, coming up next, Judson Richards and Luke Kanellis here on 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.